Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Now, I play a picture of this all the time on the radio, but the reason I'm playing this now is today because the boys have walked into the studio and they're here to say hello. Boys, how are you?
Hello, Dave.
We're very good. How are you?
Good. I mean, you're a bit more enthusiastic now because earlier on there, like, you were a bit kind of like rock star laid back and stuff. You know, that's cool and all, but like, it's me. It's Dave. Hi. Yeah. We've been here since the start. But what's great is we've dealt with so much new music from you guys over the years, and we're right in the middle of a bit where you have an EP. We haven't heard everything. We've heard little snippets. We've heard two songs.
Yeah.
And we're about to get it. What is the date? June
6th.
June 6th. How has the process been making this EP? Because from what I've heard, it sounds different than a lot of the stuff, which, let's face it, is a characteristic of your music. You never kind of sit still, but
yeah,
definitely a different tone, a different angle to this one.
Yeah, there is. I think, well, we went and recorded the EP over just a few days together in a house and just brought a remote studio set up, and I think you can hear that in the EP. It sounds like the four of us in a room together playing music, which I know sounds very simple, but it's hard to capture that sometimes.
Mm.
So we just took ourselves out of the studio and put ourselves into a home.
And most people won't have been in a recording studio, but recording studios are purposely built,
yeah,
you know, to have certain sound characteristics, i.e. not very many at all, whereas houses are built to just, like, have echoey walls and bouncy floors. And so how does the recording process differ, Jimmy, I'm thinking, in this situation, other than sitting, like, when you're sitting in a beautiful sound design studio versus, okay, let's try this one in the bathroom?
Yeah, it is very different, but I think something we actually, I found out on our last album, one of our producers we were working said to us, he said, you can always fix the technical things later. The technology is so good now, but you can never fix the feeling. If the feeling's not right when you record it, you can never redo that. And that's what we wanted to do. You know, you can make anything sound good nowadays. It's so easy to, but to capture great feeling of our energy and our friendship and all those things, better just, we went to a house by a lake and had a few drinks and just recorded, and that's what you hear now.
And was the stuff written previous to recording, or was it kind of, let's see what happens when we go in the house? And
it was written, yeah. It was, yeah. The songs were written, but even the songs being written, like, a thousand times, for example, was also just me and Jimmy in, like, an Airbnb by the water, in the same one.
In the same Airbnb.
Same one. And yeah, we just wrote a thousand times there, and I think it's how we prefer to do it, like, write the songs and let them live and breathe for a minute and then go in and record them and add some character to it.
And if you're in a house and not a recording studio, are there any quirks? Are there any kind of, like there's a video for Let's Try Love, and Cliff, are you throwing, or was it a video or was it just on your Instagram, you're throwing a cutlery
drawer? Yeah, I think you can just experiment so much. I mean, when you're in a great commercial studio, you have that luxury of so much instruments and pianos and everything around you. So when we were doing that EP in that Airbnb, it was literally like, let's just try, be creative, be random. So it was like, hey, there's a load of cutlery here. I hope the owners didn't see that video. It looked like pretty decent cutlery, but yeah, we just threw it on the ground, got a smash, added some reverb, and I mean, that was the kind of beauty of that whole EP. It was quite organic and just literally, like, sporadic ideas, and you just went with them, and the majority of them did work.
And tonally, musically, instrumentally, you guys made different decisions as well, because you didn't go in with a really, you know, fancy keyboard and expensive guitar. Not expensive, but like electric guitars or whatever. This feels really acoustic.
Yeah, it is. We just gathered a lot of kind of acoustic-y string instruments and brought them. So we just had like a bouzouki, banjo, mandolin, guitar. And then we made percussion, like with stuff like Cliff saying, we just made percussion from stuff around the house. So it was just like you really refined what you had around you. And I think that comes across and just makes it feel really organic or something.
And this is an artistic question with one word, expecting, like, you know, either no answer or all the answers, but why? Like, why not just, you know, go studio, go big, go Strings, go Lush, go Sweden, go Norway, go all those things that you've done before? Why now did you feel the need to pair it back and do something completely different?
I think something that we realise is that we always, when the four of us are together, we always end up just like playing music together in a room on a couple of acoustics. And it's like, and there's always a magic to that. And if anybody has ever been around us and experienced it, they're always like, wow, that was amazing. Because I guess people are used to seeing us on big stages and with big productions and stuff like that. So we were like, we should really capture that. You know, like at the end of a night, if we're in a pub down the country or something, it's always like the four of us playing songs like that. And we just thought there's a magic in that we've never captured before on a record. So it kind of made sense to be like, let's just capture that and see what happens.
I've got a joke for you, lads, because I was driving to Carlow the other day, and we were driving through Kildare, and to entertain my children, my poor, long-suffering children. I was making up jokes as we go along. What is the most Kildare body part?
A thigh.
Louder.
A thigh.
You've got, it's all about the delivery, lads. Yeah.
Do you want to do it again?
Yeah. What's the most Kildare body part?
A thigh.
Yeah. My kid's reaction was less enthusiastic than that. Tour, you guys are going on the road. Yeah. And you kind of sat down, didn't you, and decided like not to just go, okay, we're going to do a huge show in Dublin. Everyone get there or else see ya.
Yeah, yeah.
You went, no, let's do something different.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel like for us, especially going back to the Kildare thing, we're from one of the non-major counties, if you'd say that or whatever. So for the last few years, we've been blessed to grow to such a big size in Ireland. So when you get to that level, you can only really do the usual Dublin, Cork, Belfast, which are incredible and some of our greatest memories. But we want to just change it up this summer. We knew we were going to do like an EP, so we were like, why not do something different with shows as well and make it all feel like we wanted to really, it's a selfish thing for us because we wanted to spend more time in Ireland in the summer.
Excellent. So
let's just play smaller shows and more of them and go more into the country so we can spend more time here.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the dates then, because you're doing the Marquee. Let's say there are some big shows. So the Marquee, June 25th, June 26th, July 21st and 22nd, Galway, the Big Top. You're in Waterford, the RSC Stadium on the 26th of July. Limerick Docklands, what a venue that is to do a gig, August 13th and 14th. And Letterkenny, August 22nd and 23rd. So you're spreading yourselves around a bit. That's brilliant.
Yeah, it's going to be great crack.
Okay. Well, this is potentially going to be great crack, or also it could be complete carnage, but let's play a game I made up on the way in the car this morning.
Picture this,
where you guys are going to have to use your imagination and picture things. I'm going to act out certain things, and you have to see if you can collectively get... This isn't a competition between you guys, it's you versus me.
Okay.
So you can work together and confer. I'm just going to start doing things, and you just work out what are you picturing when you hear this.
I liked Andy from the moment I laid eyes upon him.
Come on, dude. I know, this is Shawshank Redemption.
It is Shawshank Redemption. Well, Jimmy's like, come on. I don't think Cliff and Owen were looking at me going, what's going on?
The first part sounded like a night out in a tie.
Exactly. Okay, here's another one. What is going on here?
Go on,
you good thing.
Come on, Dave.
Jimmy's got it already. Oh, hang on. Let's see if Owen and Cliff have any idea.
No, Cliff, you were listening.
I know, my headphone wasn't working for that one.
All right, go on, Jimmy.
This is Eurovision. This is the intro.
Okay, but hang on. Did you hear what I said?
Oh, Dustin the Turkey.
There you go. When we sent Dustin the Turkey to the Eurovision.
Well, yeah. I was building it up.
Okay, sorry, Jimmy. Got to be specific. Okay. Okay, the final one. Are you ready for this one now? See if you can pay attention to this. I'm sorry.
He's finally done it. And after many tears, his talent fulfilled and now unbridled joy.
Oh, no, this one.
The Grand Slam is complete.
Rory McIlroy.
Yes. I'm going to have to go straight away, give you a round of applause. That's 3 out of 3.
Good job.
So picture this, but picture this is a new game. You can see if you can make a board game out of it. I don't know. It's yours.
Let's see how much money we can make out of
that. Lads, we can't wait to see it touring. We're going to catch you all through the summer. It's going to be an unbelievable summer. If we get weather like this, and picture this playing live music.
God, nothing better.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely ridiculous. Marquee, Galway, Waterford, Docklands, Letterkenny. Lads, thanks for coming in. Best of luck with the EP. I can't wait to hear the rest of it. 6th of June, it's out.
Yes.
Has it got a name?
It's called Let the Light In.
Let the Light In. Okay, lads, thanks a million for coming in. Cheers.
Thank you. Have a good day. Dave Moore on Today FM.